Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating the return of the fans, Mark is having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend and you get a second one for free. That is your two-for-one deal. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. A great deal if you want to get back into tailgating for that first game. It's quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, these are those lazy days of summer. Is there anything at all even going on in college football?
Nah, we're just going to have to, sleepwalk our way through this show. It's not like there's anything going on the Penn State recruiting front. Boring there as usual. Nothing going on in the grand scheme of things in college football. We'll just do our best here, Jim.
Well, and that's it for our show. Thank you for tuning in. There's no more news. All right, Dustin, let's get to it. College football realignment, we're going to get to that in quarter three and four. And, Dustin, I don't even think that's enough time to talk about all the different things going on. But let's start closer to home. Let's start with what's going on with Penn State. As we're recording this on Monday, Sunday evening, reports came out that 2021 commit Lonnie White, who had to make a decision between football and baseball. He was drafted by the Pirates. He has made the decision to sign with the Pirates. Any surprise to you?
I wouldn't have been surprised either way. I really viewed it where he was drafted and the opportunities that were in front of him. It seemed to me as a pretty close to 50-50 decision that he had to make. And in the end, he told the Philly Voice that baseball is where his heart was, and who can argue with that? You know, if your heart's in baseball and you're getting seven figures to pursue your heart, that's a really tough sell to go to Penn State for 3 years and pursue football and baseball. I think he would have been successful either route that he went. I think he's going to be successful in Major League Baseball. It's a long road, and James Franklin was talking in Indianapolis about, what he has learned about the process of making this decision if you're a baseball prospect. And, you get a nice signing bonus, but everybody knows that you're not really getting paid until you get to the major league ranks again. But he seemed to get a good deal for the Pirates. We don't yet know, as we sit here today, what he's getting above the slot value at his draft position. The slot value was $1.05 million. We know that the Pirates were in position to give him more than that. How much more, we don't know. There also seems to be a college stipulation that they're going to take care of his college when that time comes. So a good deal for him. You know, on Penn State side, they're in okay shape at wide receiver, but anytime you have an opportunity to add an athlete of Lonnie White's caliber, you love to do it. They don't get that opportunity. Wasn't exactly a polished or proven wide receiver per se, because he's done so much athletically, but I had no doubts at all that maybe even as soon as this fall that Lonnie White would have made some kind of impact in the Penn State offense. He's too good, too athletic to not. And obviously we're not going to see that happen. It'll be fun to watch his Major League Baseball career unfold, though. I think he's going to do some good things. You know, coming in as a high school outfielder, he's going to have to work for it, but I think he's going to get there.
Well, a couple of things from me on this, Dustin. From the very beginning, I thought baseball would win, and I can give you over a million reasons why. Sure. And I believe it was a business decision, and that's not me being critical of him. It's putting myself in that position. And, you know, you're a father now, Dustin. I'm not sure if your daughter's going to be in a position where she could pick multiple sports, but if the one sport over here were the floor is anywhere between $1 million and $1.5 million right up front, I think it makes it a fairly easy decision. The one factor, now, the thing with baseball is there's no guarantees. It's not like the NFL draft where you have guys drafted even in the second round like Lonnie White. They're pretty much guaranteed to make the team and probably be a starter. Baseball doesn't work like that. They thin the herd pretty quickly, and it's usually, can you hit a curveball?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, with a guy like Lonnie White, that fact kind of comes to light because he is getting paid and he was selected based on a lot of ceiling and a lot of progress that has to be made between now and hitting that ceiling. And sometimes when you go off to school for 2 or 3 years, you have to validate that potential while you're at Penn State. So if you have any kind of issues or struggles or injuries, I mean, there's a very realistic chance that when you're back eligible for the draft again, that some of that shine has worn off some. And who knows? I mean, an athlete's too competitive kids, you're going to bet on yourself. And Lonnie White's betting on himself to make good on and make sure that seven figures that he's about to make isn't the last seven-figure deal that he gets from the Pirates or whoever else.
Oh, I have no doubt, like any other player that's been drafted in the first couple rounds to baseball or to any sport, there is the confidence that they're going to make the big leagues. They're going to make it to the top. The nice thing here for Lonnie White is if nothing comes through, if it doesn't work out, you still have that $1 million. So I think it was a smart decision. But it also brings up a more general question, Dustin, is name, image, and likeness. We don't know yet where it's going to go, but we've already seen in the NBA draft, a lot of players pulled themselves out of the draft because of name, image, and likeness. Will we get to a point where a player like Lonnie White might be able to say, you know what, the money is near equal. You know, if I don't take the $1 million for baseball, I can probably expect that by going to play college football.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be that dynamic in the thinking, and I tend to kind of think that it's going to apply to maybe more kids who aren't as well off. You know, I don't know what Lonnie White's situation is, you know, his family and stuff, but there's going to be kids who, and there's been some in the past who have left Penn State for the NFL because they needed or had some urgency to take care of a family member, to take care of themselves. You know, there was a little bit of, whether it's desperation, what an urgency. And that's going to lessen that urgency. If you're able to provide for yourself or provide for, you know, your parents or provide for, if you've got a child, for example, if you're able to do that in college and make a more prudent business decision, oftentimes staying in school for another year is the prudent business decision, not jumping at the first dollars because another year of production can lead to more dollars. And some kids will be able to take their time and be more patient with that. So I think this is going to be more of a dynamic. I think obviously in future years, once this name, image, likeness market starts to shake itself out some, you're going to see that some more once it's a little bit more proven.
There are some downsides to name, image, and likeness, but I think one of the great pluses to this will be for some of these players making better decisions for themselves because they have better options. There are so many kids, yes, in football, definitely in basketball, they make that decision reaching for the brass ring and they end up not even drafted. They end up out in the cold with nothing. If you have that option to stay in college one more year, means getting your degree, which can be valuable, but also, like you said, all of a sudden you're a more valuable draft pick. So let's go from Penn State losing out on a player, Lonnie White, to them getting a commitment, and it was a big one. Denai Dennis Sutton, really, really highly rated defensive end, Dustin. He made the commitment to Penn State last week.
It feels like a lifetime ago. This was on Thursday evening. A lot of people anticipated this recruitment going, but it doesn't make it any less impressive, I think, or less significant for Penn State to get to the finish line when Alabama and Georgia really had significant interest in a kid. And why would you not have significant interest in a kid like this? He's 6'6", 250 right now. He is powerful and quick, very muscular build, still has a little bit of room to add to that and grow into that frame some. When you hear him in his post-decision videos that he makes, he sounds like he's 35 years old. You know, he seems to approach everything he does with maturity and a real business-like feel. When you look back at some of the comments he made during his recruitment and him saying, like, I don't really care what's around. It's all like talking about State College. I think he basically said, it doesn't matter what's around and what's not around. I'm going to be in the football building, you know, and that business-like approach is going to serve him so well. And I think it's just icing on the cake when you look at what he is as a prospect. Now, it's interesting. I mean, there are two different outlooks on him. You know, 24/7 as a site has him in the low 80s, I believe, national rankings. Really, really strong outlook on him as a four-star. Rivals has him at number 11, and what you get then is in the 24/7 composite, he's listed as the number 50 prospect in the country. I tend to believe, just with this whole package of skills and size, athleticism, maturity, I tend to see him more as Rivals sees him as a top 20 kind of player, as a potential five-star type player. Either way, Penn State got an outstanding player, a kid who is going to help them, I think, right away. I think he looks like he fits the part right now. And we all know where Penn State's at, you know, with their defensive end rotation. They've got a lot to prove there. And I think they're going to be in a position again next year where a super talented, high ceiling, high floor freshman is probably going to help them right away.
We're going to hit on the value of getting this status of a recruit in our next segment. But Dustin, just tell me about the value of getting this high end, a defensive line player, after getting, you know, big time quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. They needed something like this for defense.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, the first 10 or 11 commitments that rolled into this class, it was like 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 11 were on the offensive side of the ball. Things have shifted a little bit, and they've got, you know, they've got Tyrese Fearbury, who's a high upside defensive end, explosive and fast, but he weighs 210 pounds. They've gotten some guys who have some question marks. With Denai Dennis Sutton, you have a guy who's got all the upside without really any of the question marks, and without any of the things that the variables that he's got to prove. That's the difference between him and some of these others. Really good class defensively now with him coming on board.
All right, Dustin, that's it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, my first question to you is going to be, just how important is it to Penn State to get this kind of high-end recruit and beat out teams like Georgia and Alabama? Stay tuned for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.